It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? Just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Welcome, one and all, to another edition of the Mark Lloyd Show. Busy, busy day here. We're fired up. We're ready to go. Ready to talk some college and NFL football. Two huge games in college football, and probably, I would say, is the best week of the NFL yet, this coming Sunday and Sunday night. The crew's in the house. Seminole Bill.
I'm here.
How are you feeling?
Fired up.
Yeah, you are. Seminole Bill has some venom flowing through the veins. Terminus.
What's up?
How are you doing?
I am awake.
He's awake. That's
a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yes. Yes. Well, Terminus, what are you, 22? 23?
I'm 18.
18? I was going to say, wow, I didn't think you. I thought you were like 22 or 23.
I'm 25, man.
You're 25. Okay. So he's obviously the young one of the bunch. But, you know, we have a lot of stuff to get to. Let's not waste any more time saying hi to each other. We already did that before the show, but I thought I'd let everybody else out there know that we actually are friends. And we're not just here because we're hired guns to do a sports / entertainment talk show. So the College Football Playoff Committee put out their third ranking. Tuesday night, 7:30. Yo, Seminole Bill ripping it up right there. Just ripping it up. You know what? All right, let's go back. First week, I was a fan. The second week, I have some questions. The third week, I'm just not getting it. And before anybody out there says, Mark, just chill out. And you could say that to me via Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show. Go to the website, MarkLloydShow.com, or Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show. That's with a C and one L. Before you say, hey, listen, everything is going to work itself out. Well, you know, it might, right? Some little bit, it probably will. If you're in the top six, I do believe what everybody's saying. If you're in the top six, you have a good shot, all those teams that you control your own destiny to a point. I really do believe that. Okay?
Four of them do.
Yeah.
Not all six, four.
Yeah. But with the whole Oregon jumping over Florida State, let's go down the rankings. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, let's go down the rankings right now. All right, Mississippi State's number one. Oregon jumps over an undefeated Florida State that goes to number two. Florida State is number three. Four is TCU, five Bama, six Arizona State. Those are really the top six. After that, Baylor, Ohio State, Auburn at number nine, and that's pretty much all that matters when it comes to the college football playoff rankings. All right, let's look at Mississippi State real quick. They have maintained their number one ranking. Do I like Mississippi State? Absolutely. I think they got a senior team. I really do believe that they are a good football team. And between them and Florida State, I could justify either one of them being the number one ranking. Mississippi State, though, once again, it's the big, and you hear me say it every single week, the SEC marketing machine. No bias, but a marketing machine. And they are absolutely brilliant. Bro, they should be paying whoever runs that machine, the marketing side of it, just millions of dollars. That should be their salary. That should be one of the highest paid salaries in the country. Mississippi State stays at number one. They 3 weeks ago, they played Kentucky. It comes down to an onside kick. That's how close they came of the game being in jeopardy. An onside kick. So to me, that means they went down to the wire for the most part. Against Kentucky. Not a very good team. Average team at best. The following week, they play an Arkansas team that throws a late interception into the end zone, and that's how Mississippi State clinches that game. An Arkansas team that has lost 17 or 18 conference games in a row. Okay. The SEC, though, puts it out like it was a great victory. They play Tennessee Martin, that awful, what is it, FCS team?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week. Okay. They blow them out. Big deal. You're supposed to, but you're playing a cupcake. They never get penalized at all. At one point, they opened up their lead over Florida State after Florida State beat a Louisville team and a Notre Dame team. But they continue to open up their lead over them. Okay, not Don't quite understand that. Yeah. Let's take a look now at the number two team, Oregon Ducks. They jump over FSU. Previously, they were at number three. They have some very, very nice wins. On the road, I get it. They've beaten a Stanford team. They've beaten who's average this year, I would say. They've also, you know, the game last week against Utah, that's a nice win on the road in that environment, and they blew them out in the second half. Once again, the game was close, and then they blew them out. However, for some reason, it's like the 800-pound gorilla in the room. They lost at home to Arizona. Bill, as a 23-point favorite.
Before people thought Arizona was a good football team.
23-point favorite. Okay, the only way I could justify them being ahead of Florida State is if Marcus Mariota was not playing in that game. Was he?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he was. So you have your whole team, and don't give me this crap about injuries. Point to me a healthy team around the country. You can just go down the list and look at all the top teams. Somebody is suffering injuries. Somebody has lost some pretty important players. Not always elite, but players that are important to that particular football team. So enough with, I don't want to hear that crap about the injuries. The bottom line is that Oregon has not played at an elite level for every single game. And when I say elite level, that means you are undefeated. That means that for 60 minutes, no matter how well you played, when that clock ended, you were the winning football team. And the pressure that goes along with that of staying undefeated for the Mississippi State team and Florida State. Florida State has four top 25 wins. At the time when they played those teams, they were ranked, right? Clemson, Louisville, Oklahoma State, and Notre Dame. They never looked good in any of the games. They just haven't. It was a huge win against Clemson because Winston didn't even play. But let's be honest. Similar Bill, you even have to be honest. You can't sit across from me and tell me Florida State has looked good, really, in any of those games. Even against Wake Forest where they blew them out by 40, I'm not even looking at last year. I'm talking about just being a consistent team where everybody was clicking. They didn't have to score 100 points, but just everybody clicking. I've not seen that yet from Florida State. And this past week against Virginia, in my opinion, was the worst game they've played all season because nothing looked like it was going well.
Right.
Okay.
They haven't put four quarters together.
They haven't. However, they have not lost.
Yeah.
They have not lost. So how on earth? And then I love the committee's explanation, which there isn't one. I mean, Bill, you were reading it. I watched Jeff Long, who's just, I don't even know what he tells me, you know, when he comes on that show with Reese Davis and they ask him questions. It's just kind of meaningless. It's just kind of meaningless, you know. So, Bill, what are they saying of why Oregon jumped over Florida State?
Well, in an article, CFP Executive Director Bill Hancock tweeted, committee looks beyond win-loss records and examines other factors that reflect a team's play as it should be.
So you look beyond the win-loss record, which makes sense, Seminole Bill, if you're comparing Mississippi State to Florida State because neither one has lost. But when you start comparing a team that has lost a game to an undefeated team, I just don't get it. Go.
Well, he goes on, excuse me, based on the committee's view about the strength of Florida State's schedule and their body of work compared to Oregon's strength of schedule and body of work, the committee voted that Oregon was number two, said Long. It was a very close call, but the committee placed significant value on Oregon's quality of wins against three top 25 teams, two of which were on the road.
Okay, and I just said that Florida State had four top 25 wins at the time. You know, like you can't penalize Oregon if Stanford's out of the top 25. You know what I mean? You just can't. Because at the time, they were playing, they were ranked and everything. So I get that. Makes no sense, though. That's a joke. And I know they said, hey, it'll all play out and everything. But you know what? If that's the case, then why have any rankings? So quit telling me that. Quit telling me it doesn't mean anything. Because it does mean something. And I'll tell you why also. Perception means an awful lot. And what they're telling you is that Florida State, and one of the things you hear is they haven't been dominant at all. What they're telling me now, though, is, boy, you better go out and light those teams up. So now, everything that we wanted college football not to be about, and that's running up the scores, right?
Yep.
Running up the score. Now, in my opinion, it means you better run up that score. So don't ever take the foot off the gas pedal. Keep it down and run up the score as best as you can. All right, TCU comes in at number four, which I think that's a great placing. They belong there. You know, everybody said, hey, beat K-State. That's important. They beat K. They crushed K-State. So you deserve to be there. Here's the SEC marketing machine, though, at its best. Ready? Bama, most analysts also, I love this, say that they're the best team in the country. And I'm over here going, based on what? If we're not supposed to look at last year, then where's their signature win, Seminole Bill? Where's Alabama's signature win? Against LSU? Yeah. So now that's a signature win against an LSU, a two-loss LSU team, right?
Now
that lost to Mississippi State and got absolutely blown out by Auburn, 41-9. Okay.
Now you should talk about the machine a little bit more because you see that now three-loss team only dropped one bloody spot.
So you're absolutely right. So this is what I'm saying. This means something because their game against Mississippi State now, Alabama, because of this perception by Alabama, the marketing machine is cranked up. So the narrative right now that's going on is if Bama wins a close one if Mississippi State and Bama play, and Bama wins a close one against Mississippi State, they might drop Mississippi State to number four to keep them in the picture. That's the narrative that's going on right now. Whether it happens or not, I don't know. All right, let's take a break. We're going to talk more college football. We're going to look at the Florida State-Miami game, the Bama-Mississippi State game, and all kinds of other stuff. Stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Brought to you by, we're powered by Seminole Bill.
Fraud Protection Network.
That's right, our good friends at Fraud Protection Network and our Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Folks, you got to take it serious. You got to take your identity serious and protect it. I'm protecting myself, my wife, and my daughter. You should as well. Call our good friends over at Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit the website at
fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
Simon Bill, you got your family protected,
right? You know
right?
it. You better
Absolutely.
Believe it.
Yeah, it's very important. That's like, you know what? It's so easy to do. It's so easy to do.
It's so easy, I can do it.
It's so
That's
easy,
what
even
terminus
can do it. But what I'm trying to get at is that, but if you don't, what a headache.
Yeah.
if something like that happens. And we've all been there. You know what I mean? We've all been there at some level. You know, we've had the fraud took place at a store down south one time. You know, so and we've all been there. But now you could sleep better. You know, let them worry. Let Fraud Protection Network worry.
Hey, you know what? Our buddy Will, the pirate hunter on this same, you know, Tallahassee Station, was just talking to some people today that had five people six out of their family got hit by identity theft.
There you go.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so you got to protect it. Okay, let's continue on our narrative over the SEC marketing machine in the college football playoffs. Once again, folks, quit tweeting us at Mark Lloyd Show that, don't worry, Mark, you're getting all worked up over nothing, that it's going to, it'll work itself out. Listen, I already told you, I get that. So tweet me something else at Mark Lloyd Show, okay? Tweet me, like some of you are, that you're darn right. It's the SEC marketing machine. Auburn drops to number 9. They were third, Seminole Bill. They play a Texas A&M team. Whether you feel they should have won the game or not, I really don't care, because at the end of the day, they lost a football game. They lost to a Texas A&M team that were 2 or 23-point underdogs. This is the same A&M team that lost 3 games in a row before they beat University of Louisiana Monroe, I think it was. And they didn't exactly dominate them. By the way, during that 3-game losing streak, they lost to Alabama 59-0. 59-0. So they have 3 losses, and here's what I love. They only drop Auburn to number 9. So 6 slots, that's it, for losing to that team. By the way, that started a true freshman quarterback on the road, and they still lost a game. Okay, and now Texas A&M is ranked with 3 losses. They are ranked ahead and just right behind some teams that have 1 loss and 2 losses. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, I mean, and all that matters because of the perception. You know what I mean? And once again, it was great. Once again, nobody will say Auburn's out of it. They're on the outside looking in. The other teams that they chalked up that lost, Notre Dame, gone.
Yep.
K-State, gone.
Out.
Auburn, well, you know, if
something
they
happens.
They could beat Georgia and there's chaos up top. I'm like, why can't there be chaos up top for K-State? You know? And it's not going to happen, but, you know, it's just funny. And you keep on pounding that, and that's the SEC marketing machine. All right, Bill, I'm over that. Are you fine?
I'm calming down.
Okay, all right. Do you believe everything's going to work itself out when it comes to the college football playoffs? Do you believe that? I do.
I think it pisses me off, but I do.
I
think it can, but, man, I mean, for the 4 teams that make it, it'll work out just fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, for the 4 teams that make it, everything works out just fine. And maybe, you know what? I'm starting to question myself on something. Am I lost on where these teams have to play? I mean, is it no longer a big deal to have to play all the way out in Pasadena? Seminole Bill, you're an ex-athlete. You played at the college level. Wouldn't you, as an athlete, rather travel an hour away to New Orleans to play in the Sugar Bowl rather than 5 hours to the West Coast to play in Pasadena?
Yeah, you know, we kind of kicked this around a little bit off the show. Why?
I mean, I know you
got to preset some things because the bowls have to kind of be ready to, but man,
they chalk it up like it's just, it's just a different uniform that you'd wear. That's all.
No,
because
man,
you're home.
That's a huge deal. Think about the fan bases that have to make a decision where they can go to that game.
That's an excellent point.
You know,
I bet you a lot more Mississippi State, Florida State, Alabama fans would travel to New Orleans rather than Pasadena. And I bet you a hell of a lot more Oregon fans would travel to Pasadena rather than New Orleans.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, it's just in TCU. Well, they're in the middle a little bit, but still, they'd rather go to, are you kidding me? They'd go to New Orleans. It's right next door.
And now with the way it is, because we have this extended format, which we haven't dealt with before at this level, now you think, well, if I want to go to all this, you know, it's the common core value of whether you can make this game or that game. Do you go to this game versus the next game they might be in? You know?
I mean, you're absolutely right. When it comes to the fan base, too, we're thinking just of the athletes, but I'm thinking of the fan base, too, because the more fans you have there, the more noise they're going to make. So everything comes into play, but everybody just chalks it up like it's no big deal. All right, let's go on to the field now, Seminole Bill.
Let's go.
All right, let's first of all, Florida State, 9-0, takes on a 6-3 Miami for the fourth time this season. A lot of people are predicting Florida State to lose. By the way, they get no credit when they win.
Nope.
You know, the Notre Dame game, Notre Dame should win. Oh, well, Florida State won. Louisville, what Notre Dame? Well, Louisville should win. We think Florida State won. Oh, well, no big deal. Clemson, no Jameis Winston. Clemson's going to win. Well, they didn't. Yeah, yeah. No big deal. Here we go again.
It's all about the U, baby. Yeah,
that's right. So they're down there in Miami. Miami comes in at 6-3. The narrative is FSU wins, but they never look good. We already established that. How, similar Bill, how is Florida State going to win this football game? What do you think they have to do to win the game? And don't tell me play up to potential, because that just hasn't happened yet. And you can't say that right now.
No.
So how do they win? What are the keys, in your opinion, to beat the Canes?
Usually in this game, going back over the years, and I've been to a few of them, and you have too, controlling the ground is a big deal. Being able to run the ball is a big deal. And that's the only thing that, you know, we have to work on here in terms of FSU. Miami is definitely coming along with their running game. Duke is starting to get really healthy and look really good. He's a beastly type runner. And he can also catch the ball out of the backfield.
True.
So
he's the difference maker.
He is a difference maker for them. Because they still, you know, got some questions with the QB. He's coming along.
Exactly. But he's still a young quarterback.
Young QB. Sometimes gets rabbit feet, wants to get out of there. But we have to be able to run this ball. We have to be able to control that part of which we need to be able to dominate up front for a change and be able to run and have sustained drives and not just quick scores all the time. Quick scores are great when you're coming from behind, but when you want to be out in front, you need to ground these guys down and tire them out in the second half to where when we get in that fourth quarter, we are dominating that team.
See, you know what? And I'm a firm believer in this. I'm a firm believer that when you are the better team, that you could just suck the life out of the other team when you get up on them. And that's one thing Florida State hasn't done this year, is to get up on their opposing team. And the other team's jacked up, there's no doubt about that. But once you get up on them, man, it's deflating, because instantly they think, you know what, okay, we're not as good. We were just telling ourselves we're as good as the other team. And that goes a long way. So I think, and I agree with you, for Florida State, is you could run the ball in Miami. Miami does not stop the run well. They've lost to Louisville, Georgia Tech, and Nebraska. Well, Nebraska and Georgia Tech, I know they have Abdullah, you know, with Nebraska and Georgia Tech just runs the ball, but still, over 300 yards rushing. That's a lot of yards. That's a lot of yards rushing. With rushing the ball, I'm not talking about a quarterback like Mariota or somebody like that that runs for an extra 100 yards on, you know, plays that have been broken up or anything. Yeah. So I think that Florida State does need to try and run the ball. And for Winston, as great as he is, boy, he has turned the ball over in that first half. Yeah. So it's just whatever they have to do is to keep everybody calm. Don't turn the ball over in the first half. And literally look at the other team and just man up and say, you know what, we're bigger and better and faster and stronger than you, and we're going to run the ball with Williams, with Cook, and with Pender. Because all three are going to play, most likely.
Yeah.
So you got to hammer it home on their weakness. But you could also pass on Miami. Gunnar Keel came in with Cincinnati and lit them up in their secondary, too. Defensive-wise, you're right. It all evolves around Duke Johnson. It's easier said than done to try and stop him. Because even last year's game, Duke was playing well.
Yeah.
Duke,
so
before
he
broke his ankle.
Right.
Or whatever it was. Yeah, he was playing well. So that's going to be a real challenge for Florida State. But here's something also. And you mentioned this when we were going over the show ahead of time. Is that they got a young quarterback, and when it comes to FSU's defense, last week they blitzed some.
Yeah.
So I think they do need to mix things up, and they do need to blitz a quarterback like Louisville did. I know it was the first game of the season. I get that for all you Cane fans out there, but still, you know, he threw a couple of interceptions, but you got to blitz a young quarterback. You got to make him think really quick. There's not a big threat of him running all over the place and gaining 20 yards at a pop. No, their big play comes from Duke Johnson or Dorsett on the outside catching a football.
Yeah.
And I think for Florida State's defense, the linebackers are just awful right now. They're all over the place. Yeah. The defensive line is being more consistent. They are. The secondary is sporadic. At times they're great. At times, PJ Williams, you're thinking, man, you look like you don't even care. You know, how are you not covering that guy that's just, he's just not very good, but you're letting him catch the ball. The linebackers, who knows? Trust me, folks, I never played at that level, but I listen to people out there that have played the game. And FSU's linebackers, they might be talented, but they're lost. They're lost, I swear, 9 out of 10 times, nobody knows what's going on. And plus, it didn't help that, you know, they're banged up against, and they're getting healthy and everything like that.
Well, Mario Edwards, man, I mean, this last game, really, that's the kind of Mario Edwards we need this week. Mario comes, and just like Warren Sapp used to do to us, he's a disruptor. You just don't want to go there. So if Mario can bring his A game like he did this past week, that really takes a little bit of pressure off the LBs. They're going to get involved. But Mario is dropping back and coming from the linebacker position as a blitzer.
So you're absolutely right. So I think they do need to blitz. Give me a score. Give me a prediction on the game before we go to break. When we come back on the other side, Bill, I know we want to talk Bama, Mississippi State, plus some NFL. So what's the score in the game? Final score.
I'm going to say 31-17.
31-17 who?
FSU.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to go Florida State. And I'm going to go 49-31. It's a big win. It's a big win for the Noles down in Miami, who actually, from what I heard, there's actually going to be people in the stands.
As opposed to
10,000 people. It's the hottest ticket in the world. It's so
great.
Amazing. All right, folks, hit us up on Twitter at Mark Lloyd Show and Facebook Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us here.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681 and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Seminole Bill, we are powered by our good friends.
Fraud Protection Network.
You're darn right we are. And their Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. They are protecting my family, myself, my wife, my daughter. They're protecting Seminole Bill. Even Terminus Eric is being protected by Fraud Protection Network and the Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. Give them a call. Start protecting your family today. 855-203-0683. And it's one of those things, Seminole Bill, you don't want to put off. You don't want to, because it's, you put it off, and then once your identity
has been compromised,
you're going, gosh darn it, why didn't I do that? And they have a great promotions always going on.
Yeah, we
just hit us.
We're getting ready to light up some really cool promotions with them. So you guys need to stay tuned. Watch for some promo codes coming out on the Twitter feeds and on Facebook, because you'll get some great stuff like 6 months free.
There you go. That? 6 months free, folks. Take advantage of it and start protecting your family today. All right. Bama, Mississippi State, Seminole Bill. Great game. I'm so pumped. 3:30. It's going to be awesome. Bama versus Mississippi State. And here's the thing. Is that it's at Alabama. So Blake Sims is a completely different quarterback at home. He's just so much more efficient. He really is. And that's probably because his first year has been starting. So he feels a lot more comfortable at home. The drive against LSU at the end of the game was fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to tip my hat to Blake Sims. What a drive. And on top of that, remember, Amari Cooper dropped the ball to his go-to guy on that drive. So Blake Sims did a lot, made some clutch passes. The bottom line, it was a huge confidence booster for Blake Sims. The defense for Bama, they're doing a good job. Not great. They're doing a good job stopping the run, but they struggle big time over the last few years against quarterbacks like Prescott.
Yeah.
That are mobile.
Mobile.
That can run. The Nick Marshalls. The Johnny Manziel. I don't know the reason why with Bo Wallace, but so they really have to contain Prescott. So that means that you put somebody in there to what? To spy on him.
Yeah, spy.
Okay, that's going to set up the one-on-one matchups outside. And if there's one, if there's a weakness on Bama's defense, it's their secondary. Young guys starting back there. However, they have not been very good in their secondary. So it's going to be one-on-one matchups there. So because they don't want Prescott just to run all over the place. I really believe that the X factor is for Mississippi State is Robinson. You know, the little human pinball or bowling ball is what they call it. He's a good running back. I'm not going to call him a great running back, but he's a good running back that runs hard. And that goes a long ways in a game against a hard-hitting defense like Bama, because you want to match them power for power. So Robinson seems like that he has that attitude no matter who he's playing. And he's going to come out. And if he can run the ball, you know, I like Mississippi State in this. Flipping the table now, and I'll give you a chance to talk some a little bit, is that Mississippi State's defense is suspect to big plays.
Right.
They give up the big plays. We've seen it against, you know, in Arkansas, against Kentucky. They give up big plays. Well, the one thing that Blake Sims does, along with Lane Kiffin calling the shots, is, man, they're a big play team. They have the athletes to do it. Nobody better than Cooper, arguably, as the best wide receiver in the country. You get Jones over there. You get Yeldon out of the backfield. So I don't think they're just going to run the ball down Mississippi State's throat. Do you? Do you think they're just going to run the ball down their throat? Because Bama doesn't seem to do that this year. I haven't seen it in one game.
You know, they talked a lot coming into the season about their trio of running backs, but they've had problems with that.
I think they have very good running backs, but they just can't seem to get that running game going the way everybody is used to as you compare them to other Alabama teams.
Yeah,
so they have to use Cooper, Jones. It'd be nice if they got their tight end Howard involved in the game and Yeldon out of the backfield. So that's their game plan, I think, is what Alabama is going to try to do to defeat Mississippi State. You know what? I think there's something about Mississippi State, though. I think they win this game. I think it's a high-scoring game. I think Mississippi State pulls off the victory and wins 34-31. It's a stretch. But when I say it's a stretch, I'm saying it because I'm going, the only reason I think that is because it is at Alabama.
Right.
I'm not basing it on Alabama. You know what I mean? That might sound cliche or silly. But I'm not basing it on it's just Alabama. I think Mississippi State's a really good football team. And when you have a mobile quarterback, they have a chance. He just has to stay healthy, you know, throughout the game. What do you think, Bill?
I think this, you know, if you know a little bit about the history of this series, they've had some really interesting games. And at times when Mississippi State was not anywhere near as powerful as they are now, they've bitten Alabama before. You know, I can remember a 6-3 game. Years and years ago, as a younger lad, saying, how did that happen when Alabama was favored by a bunch of points? So there's something to it. But one thing you'd hit on, the games at Bama, no cowbells.
That's true.
The emotion kind of widgets out a little bit, and Bama's crowd can be pretty loud.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
There's no doubt. Tide Nation shows up in full force. And plus, they have no choice but to stay the whole game because Nick Saban told them to.
That's right.
He's not leave.
Do not leave the game.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be one of those who can – utilize or inflict their offensive will against defense games. Like you mentioned, big plays are going to be on the side of Kiffin. Mississippi State has to sustain drives with their running back, maybe some dumps out of the backfield.
And maybe a big play from Prescott running the ball.
Right.
You know, I mean, I know it was against UT Martin. I shouldn't even bring that up. Forget it. I was about to say a big play he did against him, but that's a joke. But still, he's, you know, I mean, the reason he's a Heisman Trophy candidate.
They've got, you know, the receiving crew, they've got some guys that can muscle, and that's important. They can be physical, Mississippi State can. And that's why sometimes they're winning these ball games. They're out-physicaling the other teams. And that's the nature of SEC football, is who's more physical up front and you know, even, you know, bodying on the wide receivers to the defensive back. So the matchups are there for Mississippi State if they can drop those balls in like some of the other teams have been able, like Clint Trickett did, you know, earlier in the year.
Yeah.
There were some things that, you know, had he had a couple more catches, might be talking about a different situation for Alabama right now altogether.
Yeah, but, no, that's true. So what's the score? Tell me the score, Bill.
I am going to say, for some reason, I'm feeling like Bama pulls us out by a field goal.
So ask me why. You think it's high scoring?
No, I really don't.
You think it's a low scoring game, really?
I think because of just the emotional content of what's been going on the past few times, I think that Bama's starting to get their oats back under them, let's just say. I think you're going to have.
I love that, though. I see. From what? Like, what is the game against Tennessee that they squeak?
No.
The LSU game? I love that.
I think they're riding some emotion right now. I think they know what's in front of them right now. I think this challenge right here in their home stadium, Saban will have these guys ready to play for this ball game. Now, there's some other ones down the road, maybe.
Yeah, but
this game right here,
yeah.
I think they pull the game off maybe like 24-21.
All right. Well, we both have a field goal. I got Mississippi State winning. You have Alabama winning. So the spread in the game is 8 or 8.5, Bama over the number one team. How funny is that?
Yeah.
The respect they get is something else. All right, Simon LeBill. I mentioned at the very beginning of the show, the NFL this weekend is off the chart.
Yeah, boy.
It really is. If you look at the NFL and you call it the top 10 teams, so many of those teams are playing each other. Let's go down the list and let's get some comments on some of the huge games that will take place this week. Let's kick it off in Kansas City. Seattle has to travel to KC. And for me, for this game, it's such a huge confidence booster for each team. KC's been on a roll. Seattle's been up and down, okay? Seattle's been up and down. So I think it's a big win for Kansas City because it is Seattle. They are the defending Super Bowl champs. They know the reputation of the defensive backs, and that, I'll say the defensive backs, not necessarily the defense nowadays, but the defensive backs. And the question mark always with KC is Alex Smith. So can he lead them to victory over Seattle? And for Seattle, because they've been a roller coaster, to go into Kansas City, stop this winning streak, and to pull out the victory, it would be a nice win for Seattle. Agree or disagree?
I do agree with that. And like you said, here's roles reversed. There's the loud stadium in Seattle always works to their advantage when they're playing at home, but you know what? They're going to a place that's also pretty loud. Again, crowd gets into it, a lot of emotion. This will be a fun game to watch.
A little taste of their own medicine,
right? Yeah, literally, right. They have to deal with it. 2-6-3 teams that both need to win.
Yeah, you said it. 2-6-3 teams, and they both need to win to keep pace with these other teams that we're going to talk about. How about this matchup? Remember after week one, I said, boy, I don't know about my Green Bay Packers.
Your Green Bay Packers? I have no loyalty.
I just picked them to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. But after against Seattle, I was like, oh, geez, that's looking awful. Well, when you have Aaron Rodgers, anything is possible.
Relax.
Yeah, R-E-L-A-X. So it's the Philadelphia Eagles at Green Bay, which I think is just a fantastic matchup.
This is a good game. It really is.
At Green Bay, Rodgers is on fire. The offense is on fire. He truly is just unbelievable how quick he could throw the ball, how strong his arm is. The question mark with Green Bay, and it always has been, is just their defense. And usually it was the offensive line, but the offensive line is hanging in there, and it's usually the defense. Well, they go up against now an Eagle team that you think if you lose your starting quarterback in Nick Foles that, oh my gosh, there's trouble. But, boy, there's some momentum building behind Mark Sanchez. Now, I know he's only played really a game and a half, right? And he's played decent. He has not played like lights out. Everybody thinks he's just lighting up. No, he's missed a lot of receivers that were open. I heard like Ron Jaworski breaking down the film. So you listen to guys like that.
Jaws.
Absolutely. But what a great game this is going to be. For Sanchez, if he's able to pull this off, go to Green Bay and pull off a victory against a streaking, Green Bay team. That's wow. What a coup. What a coup that would be for them. And this is all along without LeSean McCoy really running the ball.
Well, Sanchez, I'm going to tell you, I give him credit for one thing. He has to go into some areas that the fans just really will get on your butt if you're not good, man, or not playing well. And from the Jets to the Eagles, No hardcore fans there, are
they? No, exactly. Remember, they threw snowballs at Santa.
Right.
And batteries at Michael Irvin or something like that.
This would be another great game to watch, man. And I think you're right. Your Packers, 6-3, they need this victory. Eagles 7-2 on a real hot streak as well. Man,
because now you're getting to the point in the season, similar, Bill, where you're starting to look at, listen, we need to keep on winning. You start looking at your playoff position.
Right.
I think we think that the Eagles are a playoff team, obviously.
Yes.
Now you start thinking, we don't want to go on the road. You know, who do you have to go on the road against? And for the Packers as well. Both teams have great home field advantage. Lions at the Cardinals. And here's the thing. What a shame with Carson Palmer going down.
Yeah, that really is.
You know what I hate, too? I really do hate when people say, well, at least he signed this contract and he has millions. It's like, you know what? Sometimes the guy already has enough money. And he said he cried like a baby.
It's about
he cried like a baby when he did that. Because he loves playing football.
That's it.
Trust me, I understand the money aspect of it. But sometimes, gosh, we could be just so shallow as fans. And so, you know, always looking at the negative side of everything. Well, you know, so what? He blew out his knee. He has his money. Okay, well, folks, you know, he wants to play for the Cardinals. It's his second life. Or second chance or third or fourth chance, and their team's playing really well. A possible Super Bowl team with Palmer there. But now the Lions come into town. Stanton starts against the best defense in the NFL.
Again, man, what can three great games right there? You just mentioned this one right here. Arizona. Who would have thought Arizona?
Not me.
You know?
Do we give now? Just when we were about to give him credit, you got Drew Stanton starting.
Yeah.
And I think that I'm a believer that I think that that's the end of the line for him. Maybe they beat the Lions, but they're not a Super Bowl team. You cannot win a Super Bowl without a quarterback that is really good or playing at an elite level.
You got to have it.
And the jury's out on Stanton.
It's a shame. They're 8-1. Sitting there with everything working to their advantage. A home game here against a great team. If they have Carson Palmer in there, man.
No, you're absolutely right. And the thing with the Lions, similar to Bill, is it all along. They said you got to control Stafford. Don't let him throw a lot of picks, and the team will go far. And so far, Caldwell and the team, they have done that.
Settle them down.
Settle them down. All right, here's a huge one. The Patriots at the Colts.
Goodness.
Oh, Lord. Most people think the Patriots is just amazing. It's the best team in the NFL. I swear, what was it, 4 weeks ago, they got absolutely obliterated by KC. And people are talking for Jimmy Garoppolo to come in, and is Brady's career over? We're 4 weeks later now. They're the best team in the NFL.
He's the man.
They don't have any different wide receivers out there.
Brady's my brother.
I mean, Gronkowski does that make that big of a difference because he is that good.
It
is truly, you know, unfair when he's back out there playing sometimes. And it's a pretty amazing when you could stand out against other elite athletes where you're just that much better. And that's what he is. But Andrew Luck, for some reason, man, he's really struggled against the Patriots. Nobody else, but he struggled against the Patriots.
The thinking man's game. And you know, you get in these little nuts and bolts and these little matchups, and then coach on the other side's really working again. Gotta say something about the Pats. The Pats do have great
Well, they got great leadership. I mean, Belichick always has some kind of fantastic game plan going into everything. So it's the Patriots at the Colts. Boy, that's going to be a fantastic game. I think that, I don't know if that's the 8:30 game that night. Obviously, I know it's a 4:20 game.
It is. It's 8:30 Sunday.
It's 8:30, so it's a Sunday night game. Oh, Lord, what a great game.
Great game to watch.
You know, whoa, what a toss-up now. We have Walking
Dead. You're not getting off the couch, man.
No, that's for sure. That's an all-day event. And then we have the Broncos. Before we go to break, we have the Broncos at the Rams. You have Austin Davis, a quarterback for the Rams. Peyton Manning going up against one of the top defenses in the NFL and a defense that has really, really been getting after the quarterback. Remember, the Rams' defense was supposed to be so awesome, sacking the quarterback constantly, and they really got off to a slow start where they've picked up the pace. They've picked up the pace, and they're doing some damage, but I just don't see Denver losing right now.
No. Denver's going to take that game.
All right, folks, stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Coming up, we have our fitness tip, a water check, man, our Walking Dead recap, and also our predictions, a couple Vegas picks, and some of the Bill and I will go head-to-head, all like coming up next, right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. We are protected, huh? You get it? Walking Dead music,
yes.
Protected. We are protected by Fraud Protection Network. Start protecting your family today. I bet you Rick from Walking Dead would protect his family. So would Abraham and all of them. They would all protect their family. Maybe they do with Fraud Protection Network. They're protecting their identity, right?
That's right.
With the RapidPro real-time identity theft protection, give them a call. Start protecting your family's identity today, not just yourself, not just the adults, but the kids also, at 855-203-0683, or visit them on the website, Seminole Bill.
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
It's that simple. Get it done today. All right, we have our fitness tip. Let's do our fitness tip, then we're going to do a water check. So you guys start thinking how many ounces of water you've consumed today without lying. But our fitness tip this week is, you know what, Seminole Bill, in order to start, everybody, they want to lose weight and all that and fat and et cetera. So forget calorie counting and concern yourself with body fat percentages, okay? You must also start eating the right types of foods, which everybody knows, you know, which mostly means eating lean meats, increasing their fruit and vegetable intake, and removing, this is always important, any processed foods or those high in sugar foods. Okay, once again, common sense, but maybe some people out there don't know that. With your nutrition in check, okay, so say you're doing that. Now, here's the thing. The next step is to start performing intense interval cardio training, okay? Yeah, exactly. So maybe run some track or just, you know, intervals, as well as weight training. And don't forget, put it all in a little journal. Keep track of what you're doing sometimes. So are you going to start doing that, Seminole Bill?
I've got my journal.
At least you know. You have your journal. Okay, water check time. Before we talk some Walking Dead, before we do some Vegas lax, and before Seminole Bill and I go head-to-head, water check. I'm crushing it again. I'm going first right out of... That's me.
That
one more time. Hit me. Hit
it
again.
Sneak some
hit it
water?
Again. You hear that? That's me nonstop. I am at 5 17 ounces of bottles, 5 bottles, 17 ounces a piece. That equals 85 ounces already. Already. I know. I've done two things this morning. Drink water and go to the bathroom, but that's okay because I'm running the water through me.
Filter.
I'm burning fat and I'm being healthy. Similar bill. Water check.
48 ounces.
48 ounces. Not bad for this time of day. Not bad. Now, wait, this time of day, depending on what market you are in, listening to the Mark Lloyd Show, it's a different time. So for those where the show airs at 8 a.m. in the morning, you know, I'm not at 85 ounces, but I am at 85 ounces. So I'm at 85 ounces. The other shows where it airs at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm at 85 ounces. So I had to preface that. Here's our one letdown each week. The only depressing aspect of the whole show is when we go over to the Terminus Eric to see if he's drank any water today. I'm going to preface it today.
You know, he was at the fair a few times this week already. He should be doing something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's encouraging, Seminole Bill. He was at the fair,
which
instantly says to me, drinking lots of water.
Yeah,
we
course.
Know Terminus. There was no water consumed. So Terminus, today, what do you have in your hand? Is that a bottle of water?
It's a bottle of something.
Oh, Lord.
I'm reading the ingredients right now.
Okay, then it's not a bottle of water.
I'm
looking at my bottle.
What just says water?
Yeah. It says carbonated water.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
So I got 20 fluid ounces of carbonated water.
Does that count, Seminole?
There's got to be a negative in there somewhere.
Yeah, there has to be. Well, okay.
It's got sugar in it and sodium.
Okay,
it's
let's
Mountain
move on.
Dew.
Oh, it's Mountain Dew. 20 ounces. You had me going for a second.
Off the wall.
Yeah, had me going. Folks, the reason that we bring up the water thing each and every week is because it is important, regardless of Terminus, to drink water every single day. And it's our Austin Idol water check. So at least try to drink a gallon of water every day, or, you know, 8 ounces. I mean, 8 glasses to a gallon of water, depending on how much you weigh. All right, let's move on. Let's do our picks, and then we're going to do Walking Dead recap, which was an awesome show this past week. Our picks this coming week. Here's the matchup. Here's first our Vegas locks.
Two locks.
I say take Mississippi State +8 against Bama. That's one Vegas lock. Mississippi State getting the 8. So yeah, we both predicted the game.
Right.
I said Mississippi State by 3. You said Bama by 3. So either way, that lock comes into play. And also, Florida State lay the 1.5 against Miami. And we both agree on that on the Vegas lock. Yeah. 1.5 point spread. It makes you scratch your head. But you know what? It made you scratch your head against Louisville also when they were only -3 against Louisville and they covered easily by 11 late in the game, but they still covered.
Right.
All right. Summit of all. Here's you and I going head to head. Last week we split again.
Yes.
Okay. Boy, that's weird.
Yes.
I mean, we really do. And folks, we don't make this up. I mean, it just seems like every week we go 1-1 against each other because we do two teams. Maybe we should start picking three so we don't have it. Yeah. Terminus, you're producing the show. How come we only pick two games each week? Shouldn't we be picking three?
Because I let you guys do what you want.
Excellent. That's a hell of a producer.
Yes.
Boy, if I only had you back in the wrestling days, that would have been great. But I never got to do anything I wanted to. I was told and had to conform, Seminole Bill.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm no longer with them. All right. the Patriots and the Colts. The Colts are -2.5 at home against New England. Go ahead. You go first. You know when you bang, when you were talking
about,
when you were so fired up earlier, you didn't even realize it. When we were talking about the college football, you were banging a table and everything. I'm
sitting there going,
he doesn't even hear the table shaking, which I hear in my headphones.
at least he didn't rip his pants this time.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really upset.
Seminole Bill gets so passionate one time, he split his pants.
Yes.
His arms are flailing all over the place. He's standing up. I'm getting nervous. I think he's going to like pulverize me, and his pants rip.
Yeah,
and just then, I knew I had a chance. Okay. All right. So the Patriots and the Colts. Colts -2.5. Who are you taking somewhere?
I'm going with the Colts.
You're going to take the Colts.
Bounce. Let's go. Yeah.
You're going to take the Colts, lay the 2.5. You know what? I'm not just going to say I'll take the other side, but I will. I'll take the Patriots. I think they'll cover in this game. It should be a heck of a game.
It will be.
I don't have the over-under in front of me, but I would suspect that it would go over, but I'm sure it's a high total. Here's another good one. Packers. At home, laying the 6 against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, and you know, I've been on the Eagles bandwagon all year. I like those guys. I'm going with the Eagles. Eagles going to do it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Take the 6 points.
Do you think they're
going to win outright? No. You just think they'll cover? You think they're going to win?
I think they could go in there and win this game. Yes, I do.
I don't think they're going to win. I think the Packers will cover. We're at odds this week.
Yeah.
Well, you know, somebody's going to go 2-0.
Yeah.
But no, we could go 1-1 again. Yeah, that's one of my talking about because we don't have a tiebreaker.
We'll find one.
Good Lord, Seminole Bill. That is a letdown by Terminus Eric over there.
No.
So I'm going to take the Packers laying the 6 points at home. I think they light up the Eagles. Folks, take those games to the bank. Now, Walking Dead, real quick. What a show. What a shocker. I don't read the comic books, but when Eugene said he's not the scientist that's going to cure everything, my wife and I, we looked at each other and said, what the is going on?
I did the same thing.
Did you? Okay, so you don't read it either, the comic books, right?
No.
I know you know some of them. What a twist.
Oh, yeah.
That's why Walking Dead is the number one show out there. What a great twist. I can only imagine. And folks, quit tweeting at Mark Lloyd Show some of the spoilers to Walking Dead trying to throw us all off. Okay,
yeah.
we don't read them, or at least I won't read them. I don't want to know any spoilers about comic book stuff. So I was shocked. And then, you guys asked me, do I think Eugene is dead because Abraham punched him and knocked him out? He's not dead. They're not going to kill him off by that. There's no way. So
it didn't look good, though.
No, it didn't. But what a twist, man. I did not see that coming. And what a cool scene. Let's just look from a scene-wise. When they looked up there and saw all those herds of zombies way out there.
I was going to ask you, what do you think is over there?
I don't know. I just think that I have no idea. It almost looked like somebody corralled them. Yeah, I mean, that looked like a thousand of them. It was like the biggest herd you've ever seen. But it was just really interesting when Eugene said that. And now looking ahead to this week, Terminus and Seminole Bill. So Daryl's back, right? Everybody's, those people are going to come back into play now. And we'll find out exactly maybe what happened to Carroll, who Daryl brought with him, right?
Yeah.
So, the show just gets better and better.
It's a good show.
Every single week.
I got to admit, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
Of course. Yeah. It's the number one show. Rating-wise, writing-wise, hands down. At least until Game of Thrones comes back. And it's my favorite
now,
show.
Now, quickie for you.
Yes, quick.
Brother,
we got to go.
Your brother's the movie guy. Interstellar. You hear anything good about that?
He said it was awful. Let's move on.
Oh,
yeah.
Did Dang.
Yeah. All right. We're out of here. And you know what? Similar Bell, Terminus Eric, we were all talking before the show, too. We just want to thank everybody for making the show such a huge success. We want to thank Fraud Protection Network for believing in the show, right? And for protecting our identity and for helping us grow the show, too. But all the fans out. Right, Terminus Eric?
Yes, sir.
He's our social network guy, so he gets all the great feedback and everything. So we want to thank everybody for helping the Mark Lloyd Show grow. For Similar Bell and Terminus Eric, I'm Mark Lloyd. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Felicia.